Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show. And normally this time we talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Durrell. But again, with the playoffs on the way, Coach Durrell with a lot of things to do to get ready for this weekend's matchup with Midwestern State down in Wichita Falls, Texas. And an assistant coach with the team, Joel Osborne, who is also a former Bearcat quarterback with us today. And Joel, thanks a lot for being with us. And it's been a fun time to be a Bearcat this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great, John. I appreciate you having me here. Kids are playing hard and they're playing well, so we're excited. It's playoff time, and this is where our kids thrive.
Now, as far as Northwest goes, coming off a very exciting game on Saturday, a rematch with Missouri Western, two times within 3 weeks that you played the Griffins, and game got off to a little bit of a rough start there, down 16-0 before you really knew what hit you. But still, as we were talking a little bit earlier, a lot of football left to be played in that game, and the team was able to really regroup.
Yeah, you know, we came out and had some unfortunate things happen to us, and after we were down 16-0, you came over the sideline and kind of looking at the kids, and you just looked up the scoreboard, and you could tell them, hey, don't look at the score, but more importantly, look at the time. There's still 57 minutes left in the game. A lot of time for us to come back on them, and our kids really responded well.
And really, with everything that happened at that point, still just down by 16 at that point.
Yeah, just a two-score game, and, we came back and got the touchdown right away. I thought that was big. Nice play by Trevor and David Mosley there to get that long touchdown catch. And from there on, I thought our defense really, really did a great job to help us out.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I think both sides of the ball have been playing well throughout this season, but it seemed like the defense made some adjustments against Missouri Western from the first meeting that we didn't see Travis Partridge able to scramble as much as he did in that first meeting, and it made things a lot tougher for what the Griffins wanted to do offensively.
Yeah, Coach Wright and his staff did a great job on the defensive side of making those adjustments and making sure that Travis couldn't scramble, and when he tried to, we had guys there that were ready to corral him, and a testament to how good of coaches we have on our defensive side of the ball, and it's awesome that we can make those adjustments and be ready for the next game.
And special teams, I thought, played a role as well. I know going into the game, there's a feeling that on some kickoff returns that there were some things there that you could take advantage of, and really did that throughout the game, getting the ball in good field position. Unfortunately, the first possession, you weren't able to do a lot with it after that good return by Simmons to start the game, but still all game long, it seemed like the return team did a good job out there.
Yeah, and our return team's done a great job all year, and we told Jordan after looking at his season stats that he just needs to catch the ball wherever it's at, and if it's in bounds, we're going to get a good return. And we did each time, and they did a great job blocking for us, and those guys put us in good shape every time that they got the ball.
And as far as looking at the rest of the offense in that game, the running game doing a very good job. That tandem of Simmons and Franklin really has been fun to watch, and again Saturday both got some very key carries in the game.
Yeah, I thought James and Jordan both made some big plays for us in the game, and you could really tell there in the fourth quarter when we were running the ball, not only those two, but Trevor did a really good job of running the ball and getting extra yards, and they were a spark for our offense.
And that's something that we've seen the quarterback be able to run the ball some throughout the season, but again, seeing it seemed like there's a lot more of a by design on Saturday with that quarterback draw type of thing.
Yeah, we saw some openings there from our game 2 weeks ago, and we talked to Trevor about what we wanted to do with the running game, and he understood what we wanted, and you could definitely see that he had a lot of confidence in pulling the ball and getting some extra yards for us.
From a confidence standpoint, too, with Trevor, it seemed like he was able to overcome some of the early turnovers and didn't let it bother him the rest of the game.
No, he really didn't, and I thought our kids on the sideline did a good job of going up to Trevor and encouraging him and telling him they still had his back and they believed in him. And that's just the type of kid that Trevor is. He's a natural leader, and he really responds well to criticism and bad things. And I think it's a testament to what type of kid he is.
And when you look at the situation this year, Trevor's been called upon to play a lot of important minutes and a lot of big games because of the injury to Blake Christopher. But really, you're in pretty good shape with two guys that go out there, and there's really not much drop-off between the two.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in both those guys, and Trevor's done a great job when he's been in there for us. Came in and won some big games for us. He's also came in and made some big throws when he needed to in certain games. And, yeah, we have confidence in both those guys.
Now, I suppose, though, when you talk about making big throws, you got another guy that's going to be wanting the ball a little bit more to throw the ball down the field in Tyler Shaw after that reverse, and Tyler winged out a pass for a touchdown. His completion rate's pretty good right now.
Yeah, I'm sure Tyler will want to throw a few more balls next game, but he did a great job in that, and he's been telling us ever since he got here. He played quarterback a little bit in high school. He always said, "Coach, I can throw the ball." He's like, "Give me a chance," and so we gave him a chance, and he capitalized on it, and very proud of him for that throw.
We saw a little bit more out of the Wildcat in this game than we've seen this season.
Yeah, and we hadn't actually shown the Wildcat this season, and because we really didn't need it with Blake Christopher being able to run the football. But we thought, we could do some things with Jordan Simmons running the football out of the Wildcat, and it paid off. You know, we got some it was a spark for us, and we got some good runs with the Wildcat.
At what point in the game did you begin to sense that momentum was changing a little bit toward Northwest?
I sensed it right away after the half when we got that stop on the fake punt. That was huge. Colin DeBeiser made a great play, made that tackle to make them short on the fake punt, and then four plays later, James broke off a 35-yard touchdown run, and you could just tell on our sideline the momentum had changed, and it did it with the fake punt.
And the big key after that was taking advantage of the opportunity that was given at that point.
Yes, absolutely. It's one thing to stop them. It's another thing to go down and score, and our kids did a great job with that.
And we talked about DeBeiser. I thought really the entire linebacking corps had a huge game for you on Saturday.
Yeah, all those guys played really well. Chad Kilgore, DJ Nader, those guys made a lot of stops and big situations. And like you said, we made an adjustment where we weren't going to let Travis Partridge beat us with his legs, and those guys were a big key to that.
And another moment that could have gone the other direction late in the ball game there in the fourth quarter is when it lined up for the field goal, and again, it's a tough day for field goal kickers, although as far as Missouri Western, their guys, I'm not even sure he's human out there with what he's able to do, but a tough kick for Todd Adolph that just missed there that would have given Northwest a one-point lead. And at that point, things could have kind of started to go the other direction, but one play later, you look up and you're in front again with that big play defensively.
Yeah, we, Todd just barely missed that kick, and then we were on the sideline getting our guys corralled and going to talk to them about what we're going to do next, and all of a sudden I turn around and Matt Longacre is scooping and scoring, and that was a great play by Chad Kilgore to force the fumble and Matt to be aware to scoop and score.
And that really, at that point, it kind of changed what you guys wanted to do the rest of the game then.
Yeah, and we still wanted to stay aggressive, but it was more of a mindset of being physical and just getting first downs and eating up that clock, and kids did a great job with that.
Yeah, really. As much as Missouri Western wanted to try to make the play defensively and stop, they just couldn't because you're just, as you say, running the clock down and picking up very key first downs from the rest of that point on.
Yeah, we got in our big package, and we did a great job, I thought, of on first down getting what we needed to set us up in a manageable third down. And then, obviously, on that fourth and one, we called Trevor's name there with the quarterback sneak, and he got what he could. Enough to get us a first down.
Now, I know this year you've got some guys that have been stepping up into a leadership role that have been kind of in the background waiting for their time to come out and play. But when you look at the playoff experience coming into this, even though there's some new guys stepping up for Northwest and compared to Missouri Western's playoff experience, how much of a difference maybe is what the expectations are for the Bearcats in the playoffs? Did that make it in that game?
Oh, I think it's huge because we expect to go out there and win. Our fans were – I think this year more than anything, with our two losses in the regular season, we were ecstatic to be in the playoffs. But once you're in the playoffs, you know that you're expected to go out there and win. And that's just the mindset our kids have. And so, it was one of those things where we were going to win no matter what we had to do.
And I know with when you look at the season as a whole, you go in as the number six seed in the region, but really just 6 points – for the most part, probably separates Northwest from being a six seed and a one seed with the two losses, only 6 points total in those two losses.
Yeah, we feel like we could very easily be one of those teams that could be a top seed, but in the same aspect, we've won a couple of those games that we, eked out maybe at the end, and thought our guys, their mindset that they have right now I think is really good. They're just taking it one game at a time, and we feel very good about our team right now.
Before we talk more about the Midwestern State matchup coming up, let's just talk a little bit about you personally coming through the program as quarterback for the Bearcats, and then getting a chance to be a graduate assistant, and then being really one of the first hires for Scott Boswick when he took over as head coach. What's it mean for you to be a part of this program and to be a part of a program in a it has to be a very tough year for everyone involved, but just kind of talk about what it means to still be a Bearcat here.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a great place to be at, and I couldn't ask for a better position to be in right now than where I'm at. Coaching with guys that coached me, also, you know, being a former graduate assistant, former player, and it's just, you know, everybody that coaches here right now was either a player or a former graduate assistant, and or both, and so it's you know, we all came up through the system, the program, and we know what to expect from each other, and it's been awesome. You know, obviously with what happened this summer with Coach Boswick, you know, there's been a lot of times where you get down and you think about what could have been, especially for him and his family. But just everybody around us has been great and made it a lot easier.
Yeah, I was going to say, just I know there's a lot of programs talk about it being a family, a football team and staff as a family, but that really is the case here at Northwest, and it seems like everyone kind of bonded together and wanted to make sure that this was going to be a special season for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with the addition of some of the guys that we brought in, you know, Coach Gordon, former player here with Coach Dorrell and the GA, and, you know, and really good friend of Coach Boswick, and then obviously Chad, former player and GA as well, and brother of Coach Boswick. I think those guys have been awesome as well, bringing those guys in. And it's been great.
Now, let's just talk about some of the things that you try to impart with the team here. When you get it to playoff time, you've been through it before as a player and, as you mentioned, as a grad assistant as well. What are some of the things that you try to relate to the team at this time of the season?
Well, we got to get better each and every day. I think that's what separated us in the past from teams we've played is we continue to get better. We still have competition at each spot. Our kids know that we have to start peaking right now. And once you get to the playoffs, like I said, you got to improve and you got to raise your level. And not do anything that you're not capable of, but you just got to raise your level.
Like I said, it kind of goes back to what AD's been talking about all season, that 1-11th mindset. But each one to take the 1-11th up a little higher notch here.
Absolutely. Yep, that's what we preach, and our kids are good at buying into that.
I think another key for this team is just what you've had to overcome from an injury standpoint. Some years you go through and it seems like everything just falls in place, no injuries, things, but this has been a year you've had to battle through some pretty key injuries and still make it into where you're at.
Yeah, we really have, and I think with everything that happened in the summer, it kind of put into perspective some of the things that we've been going through right now and kind of made us realize that we can still succeed with things that we've had to go through. So I think that's kind of been a blessing as well.
Now, again, with the win over Missouri Western, what's it mean to you as far as obviously the win in the playoffs and to be able to play for another week? It means an awful lot. But to come back after a hard-fought loss the first meeting just 2 weeks later to face the same team that beat you by 3 points, what did that mean to the team to be able to come back and come up with a victory second time around?
Well, I know me personally, it gives me a lot of confidence. And I think that if it gives me a lot of confidence, it's going to give our players a lot of confidence. And, you know, just to know that you can come back from a game where maybe you felt like you should have won, or maybe you should have done a couple other things, and then to come back and be able to go through the start that we did with the last game and still come back and get the win, I think that means a lot for our team and says a lot for our kids, the type of kids that we have.
Now, this week, again, Thanksgiving week, and it's been kind of a tradition for the football team to be able to have a Thanksgiving together, and with the win, you're able to continue that tradition.
Oh, yeah, that's something that we talked about last week as well, as having Thanksgiving together as a team, and it's a great tradition. Every year I've been here, I think we've had Thanksgiving together as a team, so, you know, it's something that we want to keep going, especially as a coaching staff, and we want to pass down to our kids that are playing, our newcomers this year, and it's a pretty special time.
And on the road, as you'll be throughout the playoffs, unless there'll be some an upset somewhere along the line, but looks like kind of revisit the Road Dogs of 2005 here.
Yep, you had to get that Road Dog mentality of you against the world, and I think, you know, like we've talked about before, our kids are buying into that as well, and, you know, our kids have a lot of confidence in themselves. They think we can win anywhere against anybody, so we're going to give them a best shot on Saturday.
Midwestern State, the opponent coming up on Saturday, the number one seed in the region. And just talk a little bit about Midwestern State and some of the things that really come to mind when you first take a look at the Mustangs.
They're a very good football team. Offensively, they're right at the top of the nation in scoring and total offense. Quarterback's a great player. Defense, very fast, athletic, like to bring a lot of pressure and, play a lot of man coverage behind it. We're going to have our hands full, and we'll have to raise our level. They're a good team. They're well coached.
Hey, what are some things you want to try to do from an offensive standpoint, I guess, what they bring to you right now?
Well, you're going to have to find ways to get it in the hands of your playmakers and, doing that from a multitude of different ways. But, try to get our guys isolated and try to get them set up so we're making it tough on their defense to read what we're doing. And we'll do the best we can with that.
And, again, going on the road, this is a team that really enjoys, to a certain degree, being together on the road. And that it seems like home or away, it really hasn't been that big of a deal for Northwest through the years.
No, it really hasn't. I think it's always been that mindset of our staff and our players of, you go on the road and we have that road dog mentality that we can go in there and we can win anywhere. And our kids, we've always played really well on the road. And I think it's a lot because of that and then just because of how hard we work in the off season, and we get you develop the mental toughness through the weight room and running on the field together. And our kids just they spend a lot of time together, have that chemistry that you need to win on the road. And then also every year, if you have leaders at certain spots, you don't have to have leaders at every spot, but if you have certain leaders at certain spots every year, it helps.
Yeah, it seems like you got that type of leadership this year.
Yeah, we do. We really do have – it seems like we have a leader at every spot. And, those guys right now are doing a great job leading our team. Really proud of the senior class because, like you said, they've gone through a lot, but they've also handled everything really well. And, a lot of those guys are really raising their level right now, and we need that. You need that from your senior class if you're going to keep on winning the playoffs.
How much of a difference does it make, too, when you look at the turnout you get on the road games? It seems like Northwest fans probably travel as well, if not better, than about any group in Division II football, that you're going to go down to Wichita Falls and it's Thanksgiving weekend, that you're going to look up and see quite a few people wearing green in the stands.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Our fans do a great job. We're very appreciative of those guys traveling. I know last week I think we had more fans than Missouri Western did, and that place was rocking. It was loud when we were on defense, and they help us a lot. They really do.
How much fun was that atmosphere Saturday?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was an awesome atmosphere. It's one of those things that that doesn't come around very often, and you get to play a team, one of your biggest rival, and they're only 30-minute drive, and then it's a playoff game. That doesn't happen very often, so that was something I'll definitely remember.
And what makes it even more memorable, coming away with a victory.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those wins where it's a sweet win, but if you lose it, it's not a fun loss. So.
All right, well, Joel, thanks a lot for being with us this week. I always enjoy talking with you, and hopefully we'll have some more wins to talk about as we go through the playoffs here.
Thank you, John.
All right, that's Joel Osborne, former quarterback for Northwest Missouri State, now an assistant coach on the Bearcat coaching staff. Again, our interview recorded every Monday at Maryville's Hy-Vee at 12 noon. Maryville's Hy-Vee located at 1217 South Main, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview recorded every Monday at noon and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 5:25 Monday afternoons and is also available on demand at kxcv.org. For Coach Osborne, I'm John Coffey, KXCV KRNW Sports.